You are listening to the epic fantasy novel, Lion's Last Kill. And this is chapter 22. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying it. And we're starting to get close towards the end now. If you want to read this novel in print version, it's gone through the final publishing process. It's been accepted, and it's in the computer systems now, and shortly Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Books A Million, all those other different online websites should be picking it up pretty soon. I'll keep you posted as soon as it shows up and you can buy it. I'll let you know. Once again, thanks a lot. And if you like epic fantasy, please visit one of my websites. You can try stormthecastle.com, castlefiction.com, or epic-fantasy.com. Once again, chapter 22 of Lion's Last Kill. In that thin place between sleep, wake, and exhaustion, sound started to come to Bosch. It sounded like people and animals screaming or talking, but he couldn't tell which. He brought himself in a tired way out of the dream world and opened his eyes. The cave room was swathed in commotion. People and Brekker running around and swinging weapons. He could hear the voices of men and the sounds of metal clashes. With the help of the embers from the horse roast, he could see what was happening in the other room. There were several men in there, and they were making a quick end of the Brek. It looked like they had fallen upon them while they were sleeping, stuffed full from their equine barbecue, and groggy from sleep, so they couldn't respond well. They fell quickly in grunts and howls. When the battle ended, and it ended quickly, Grell spoke up. "Hoy! Over here!" was all he said. And several soldiers came running into the cave room they were in. They were wearing uniforms with a small orange flag on them. That would be the 1st Infantry Division. One of the men had an orange flag with a white dot in the center of it. That white dot indicated the commander of a division, and Bosch looked in the man's face. It was Plexus, the commander of the 1st Division. That was good news for them. If the division commander was out, that meant the whole division was probably out, and that was quite a few soldiers patrolling the area. Plexus leaned over and tied them from the stake, and Grell immediately went about the cave picking up his camouflaged clothing. He kicked at the large Brek and rolled him over onto his stomach so he could work the jacket off his fat frame. Within a minute, Grell had donned his clothing and disappeared into the background of the room. "Damn strange thing," Bosch thought to himself. "The man is determined to continue on with his mission. After all of this, he couldn't imagine any more assassins lurking in the dark to kill him. But it was obvious that Grell didn't feel the same way." A soldier held up the locator stone that they had discovered on the horse, and the Brek had tried to speak into, then discarded. "The locator stone is right here, sir." After Bosch stood up, Plexus gave him a big embrace. "A bit of luck with us on this day. The locator stone there came into range of the stone at the castle back home. They contacted us back at the castle and then gave us good direction on how to find you. Well, find the stone. Little did we know you'd be with it. We weren't sure if it was anybody or if it was just a Brek had taken it." He paused to see if Bosch had anything to say. Bosch just pointed weakly at the swollen marks around his neck. And Plexus leaned in to take a closer look. "Looks pretty bad." There was blood all over Bosch's neck and face. "You can't speak?" Bosch shook his head in the no, and Plexus grunted. The soldier sat him back down on the floor, and taking out a small pack with medical supplies, he cleaned Bosch up as Plexus continued to debrief him. "Early on, we lost contact with the supply caravan, so we knew there was trouble with the Brek. We immediately dispatched a large contingent of soldiers to investigate. A whole damn division. Then one of your scouts that was at your base camp got back to us and told us what happened. He had barely escaped the fighting with the Brek at the base of the mountain. We were making our way in force there. The scout was pretty sure that of the base camp party, he was the only one still alive. But there was still the 6 of you that had not made it, that were making the ascent. So we were coming to give support." He stopped and turned his attention over to the corner of the cave. "Are you the only 2 left?" Grell said yes, and Plexus again grunted. Bosch was surprised by Plexus' ability to know exactly where Grell was standing. He continued on. Has Bosch achieved what he wanted? Bosch could see the determination in his eyes. If they didn't make it up the mountain and the Oracle, they would continue on and do it now. Grell responded, and relief ran through all the soldiers in the cave room. He made the Oracle. Plexus nodded his head at this and turned back to Bosch. So we return to the castle? Bosch nodded his head, and with that, Plexus was satisfied. He turned and barked orders at several of the soldiers. In a few minutes, they were out of the cave, and the smell of roasted horse and slain Breck was left behind them. For the next 3 days, they rode at a pace that threatened the health of the horses, but they made it back to the castle safely. Along the way, they had a few small skirmishes with Breck, but none of them was serious. The Breck parties were small, and when they realized how many soldiers were in the group, the Breck quickly turned and ran. Bosch had started to do some healing on the trip. They were feeding him a thin broth every day, and by the time he arrived at the castle, he still couldn't speak, but he felt that the danger was past him, and he would recover. This is the end of Chapter 22. Stay tuned next week for Chapter 23, Return to the Castle. See you then.